Blog Talk Radio.
And I'll play
today to our listening audience with the joy that comes from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. And certainly we are thankful to God for this opportunity to be able to share just a word with you on today. We give God glory for all that he continues to do in and through our lives. And it's just a blessing to be able to join others of like minds, like passions, and like spirit. Praise God. Let's go on with the message today that God has given us to share with you on the show on today. The title once again being, I've Already Told You. I've Already Told You, praise God. If you have your Bible, we're going to go to, there's a few passages that we want to read in your hearing that will sort of set the backdrop for this particular message on today. I've Already Told You. Praise God. There's some things, of course, praise God, that we want to read in your hearing. First being Deuteronomy, we're reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. Deuteronomy 10 and 12. And now, of course, this is Moses, the writer of the book of Deuteronomy. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, and to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And then let's go to the book of Micah. Micah, one of the prophets, praise God. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. And he says now, the prophet Micah, he hath showed thee, O man, excuse me, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly. Once again, Micah, who's person once again, what it is that the Lord wants, not this time Israel, but mankind as a whole. He said, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? Let's go to the New Testament, Colossians 2, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Colossians, this is Paul, once of course, writing to the Colossians as well as unto the church at large. Colossians 2, 6 and 7, it says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord." What has happened already? He says, "So walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." And finally, Matthew chapter 24 and 25, it's in red, of course. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. He says, "Behold," Matthew 24 and 25, "Behold, I have told you before." Behold, I have told you before. Praise God. There's a rhetorical statement, praise God. He says, "Behold, I have told you before." Here lies the topic of our discussion on today. I've already told you. There's some things that are not new in nature, but the Lord has already set some things to us. He's already established some truth that has been told or revealed unto us already. It's not the first time. He's saying, and he says some things that if we fall victim to them, if we miss the mark, if there's some things that tempt us and we fail the test, it is because we ourselves have not taken heed unto what the Lord our God has already said unto us. He said, "I've already told you. I've already spoken some things that I've already exhorted you concerning, so that you may already know what was coming." Praise God. He tells us some things ahead of time so that we're already built up. We're already ready when those things come our way. We cannot say that we did not know. The Lord says, he reminds us, saints of God. He says, "I've already told you some things. I've already let you know what was coming up ahead." And so we cannot fall victim. We cannot blame God when these things come and we do not take heed to the words that he had already spoken unto us. God, the Bible says, spoke to us in times past through the prophets in the book of Hebrews, but in these last days has spoken unto us by his Son. In times past, he spoke by the prophet, but God spoke some things. It is him speaking. It doesn't matter who God is speaking through, who's speaking at the time. It is the Lord speaking unto his people, unto his children, reminding us and even informing us of some things that are very pertinent, that are very important to our lives, our perseverance as we continue to maintain while here on earth. He says, "I've already told you some things." Now in Deuteronomy 10, there are several times, and let me say this, there are several times when the Lord brings up, even in the Gospels, in the book of John alone, there are several times in which this statement, this rhetorical statement, "I've already told you some things that come up," and I won't read them all individually. I'll just simply give you reference, John 3 and 12, where the Lord makes this statement. It's in red. It's the Lord Jesus speaking. God, the Bible says, was in Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself. And so when he says, "I've already told you," he was indeed telling us, through the life of Christ, he was reminding us of some things that were important for us while here as we maintain here on earth. John 8 and 40, he's speaking of the same things, some things that I've already told you, some truths that I've shared with you. John 14 and 29, this statement is made. I've already told you before, praise God. John 16 and 4. these things I told you so that you may remember that I told you. And then John 18 and 8, he says, I'm telling you ahead of time. I told you, praise God. God shares some things ahead of time to let us know that I've already told you these things so that you'll know what's coming and you'll be ready against the times to come, praise God. It's important, thanks of God, that we take heed to the warnings, the messages that our Lord God is speaking. Even it's more important today, praise God. Often we ask the question here in Deuteronomy, that 10th chapter, we ask the question, what does God expect of me? Now, here Moses gives a summary that is simple in form and easy to remember. They are very essential, praise God, to our lives. Number one, he says, fear the Lord. Fear God. That is, have reverence for him. Number two, he says, live according to his will. Praise God. Live according to his will. Three, love him. Love God. Praise the Lord. That's important. Number four, worship him with all your heart and all of your soul. And then five, obey his commandments. Praise God. Obey his commands. Praise God. How often we complicate faith with man-made rules, regulations, and requirements? Are we frustrated and burned out from trying to hard to please God? If that's your case, even now, are you burned out? Praise God. You're frustrated trying to please God. Concentrate then rather on his real requirements and find peace. Praise God. Concentrate on the real requirements. There are some man-made requirements. Sometimes we're going through the motions of what men require of us. The Bible says, God says, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. There's some things, they're not the requirement of the Lord. They're man-made requirements and they're man-made traditions, praise God, and rules and regulations. Read the word of God to see exactly what God says. He's the God that reminds us, I've already told you. In other words, he said, the burden of proof, the responsibility is on you. I've already told you. So that we get caught victim by what others are saying, what men are telling us, and that are not in line with the will and the word of God. So he says, my yoke is easy. My burdens are light things. They're things that are you are able, praise God, to perform. Praise God. We will find peace when we understand that the requirements of God are not as complicated as men make them out to be. We find peace. And that is when we have a respect for God, we follow his commands, when we love him, when we worship him, and we obey him. Very simple, ABC simple, praise God. The requirements of the Lord. When we ask that question, God gives us a clear, concise answer. Praise God. Michael comes up also to repeat the same thing. This time Moses was talking to Israel, the first group that God used as a representative of all that will come to God. Israel were to be the people that God would use to evangelize or take the gospel to other parts of the world. So he called them first out of the loins of Abraham. And so he established a people that would follow his rules and regulations, and he could use them to go and spread this gospel. He said it wasn't in here in Jerusalem. They asked him, was it then that you established here Jerusalem? He said, not just in Jerusalem, dear hearts. He said, but in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and ultimately into the utmost parts of the earth. And Michael comes back saying, now, he says, I have show thee the old man. That word show in that particular instance in Micah 6, it is also not just a showing, but also a tell. I have told you as well as showed you. He showed us through Christ because God was in Christ reconciling the world. Christ was the example unto all mankind that we would follow his lifestyle. What he did and the things that he said, and we will follow to the letter what God has said. He said, I have told thee, O man, what is good and what the Lord doth require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. People have tried all kinds of ways to please God, but God has made his wishes clear. He wants people to do what is right, to love mercy, to walk humbly with him. In your efforts to please God, examine these areas on a regular, praise God, I hope somebody is listening this morning, on a regular basis. We have to revisit these requirements that the Lord says are easy. And his burdens, the things that he put on us are light things. Are you fair in your dealings with people? Do you show mercy to those who wronged you? Glory to God. And then are you learning humility? Paul in Colossians, the second chapter, he uses the illustrations of being rooted in Christ. Just as a plant draws nourishment from the soil through their roots, so we draw our life-giving strength from Christ himself. And as Christ, we're speaking of the fullness of the Godhead. The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself. And as Christ, the Bible says he represents the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him was the Father. In Christ was the Son fully. And in him was the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. They were all resident in Christ, for it was a representative of the Godhead, one God, one faith, one baptism, praise God. In him was the strength, life-giving strength from Christ. We draw that by staying connected, Paul says in him. The more we draw our strength from him, the less we will be full by those who falsely claim to have life's answer. There it is. If Christ is our strength, we will be free from human regulations. If Christ is your strength, then you'll be free from man-made rules and man-made requirements and regulations. Paul writes against any philosophy of life that is based only on human ideas and human experiences. Paul himself was a gifted philosopher, so he is not condemning philosophy. He is condemning teaching that credits humanity, not Christ, with being the answer to life's problems. That approach becomes a false religion. Did you hear what I said? Whenever we allow man to set the standards over and above what God has said, then he becomes a false religion. You make him your God. You make the standard that man sets up your God and not God himself. Praise God. There are many saints of God, many man-made approaches to life's problems that totally disregard God himself. We try to sometimes come with common sense solutions. Faith has nothing to do with common sense. Sometimes faith don't even make sense to us. But we must follow completely what God says, knowing that in the end it's going to come out to be exactly what he says. He's a God that reminds us, I've already told you. What are you tripping about? What are you worried about? I've already told you what the situation. When he said to the disciples, let us go to the other side. Though the Bible says later, and a storm arose. He had already told us we're going unto the other side. Faith should have told them that God had already spoken the answer. The end of a thing, even at the beginning, praise God. I've already told you. And we are to resist heresy. And in order to resist heresy, we must use our mind. Keep our eyes on Christ himself and study the word of God. Hallelujah. I'll say that again. In order to resist heresy, you must use your mind. He gave you that for a reason. Praise God. And he told us to keep our sober minds. Don't let anything take your mind. Praise God. But stay within the context of your sober mind, your thinking mind, your rational mind. Praise God. Keep your sober mind. Keep your eyes on Christ. Stop looking at folks. Stop looking at circumstances or anything in this world other than God himself. Keep your eyes on Christ. And then finally, study the word of God. There, lies, the answer to life's problem is in the Word of God. Somebody said once, it's in there. Whatever you need from God, whatever answer you're seeking, look within the Word of God. It is in there. Praise God. And finally, in times of persecution, even strong believers will find it difficult to be loyal. And in Matthew 24, he was talking about the end of times and letting them to know that if they talk about false gods coming up, he says, don't worry about those things because I've already told you. Praise God, that I'm coming back in the manner in which I'm coming, and I have already, and if they tell you about false messiahs, praise God, to keep from being deceived by false messiahs, we must understand that Jesus' return will be unmistakable. Mark 13:26, no one will doubt that it is he. If you have to be told that the Messiah has come, then he hasn't. Matthew 24:27. Christ's coming will be obvious to everyone. He said, just as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Everybody, everywhere, oh, the whole world will know that it is him. God reminds us that the emphasis today being on the rhetorical statement that he made. I have already told you. Praise God. God bless you and keep your ears.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio this morning. It is now commercial break time. I'm Glenda Phil, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Phil. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to Real Talk. I'm your host, Glenda Fields, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And I'm joined in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministry. The man of God is discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching called I've Already Told You. And Pastor Phil, we have a comment from Pastor Ruth in the chat room, and she says, thank you for echoing the voice of God in this time and season. But please, man of God, continue to pray for the body of Christ's obedience. So thank you, Pastor Ruth, for your comment, and the man of God will pray for the body of Christ before the closing of this segment. So we will give Pastor Phil the opportunity to respond to that comment and to pray for the body of Christ. Also, Sister Sherry Smith says, thank you for reminding us to do what God has already said. Many of us have fallen off along the way. Thank you for encouraging us to get back on track. And we want to thank Sister Sherry for her comment as well. Pastor Phil, the floor is now yours.
Amen. And praise God. Certainly we thank God today for all that are listening to Sister Sherry Smith and Pastor Ruth. We thank God for you for your comments on today. Thank you for praying along with us and for us. Praise God. Certainly, as Pastor Ruth has said, we do have to pray, praise God, that our efforts fall in line with the will of God on a continuous basis. And we have to be reminded, praise God. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we certainly thank you today, God, for who you are. Thank you for the fact that you are. And, Father, that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. The emphasis being on diligence, God. Give us a diligent heart and a diligent mind, God, a spirit that is willing, God, to readily do the things that you're calling for us to do, especially in these last days and times in which we're living, where all types of things are happening, but you still called us to be the salt and light of the world that is the standard, Father, in this world. You said we are as a city on a hill and cannot be hid. So it does matter what we do and how we do what we do, God. And may we continue to have our hearts and minds, Father, focused on you, God. Our ears still, Father, staying close to the voice of Christ, knowing that your word, Father, you're speaking your word, and your word is your will, God. And as we continuously hear the word, we will readily put into action those things that we hear. Give us the mind, God. Give us the hearts, Father, to do the things in this season that is required. May you continue to touch the body of Christ worldwide, God. Touch your sons and your daughters, God. And they know, Lord God, that you are with us, enabling us to get the job done, because he who has begun the good work in us, your word declares that you shall continue it until the day that the Lord Jesus returned. Give us a heart, God, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word and works of the living God. These we pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord, Savior, and King. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk from God's Anointed Ministries Radio. And contact Pastor Fields on his website and let him know how you are enjoying the shows and what upcoming segments you would like him to do teachings on at www.godsanointedministries.com. As well as in this time and season, you can avail yourself to viewing the various ministries on his website and render your monetary donations to Pastor Fields for his various ministries, as well as upcoming radio and television segments. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, bidding you Godspeed and God's favor in this season.
I know if you wanted to, you could wave your hand, spare me this heartache and change your plan. And I know any second you could take my pain away, but even if you don't, I pray, help me want the healing more than the healing. Help me want the Savior more than the saving. Help me want the giving more than the giving. Oh, help me want you, Jesus, more than anything. You know more than anyone that my flesh is weak, and you know I'd give anything for a remedy. And I'll ask a thousand more times to set me free today. Oh, but even if you don't, I pray, help me with the healing more than the healing. Help me want the Savior more than the saving. Help me want the giving more than the giving. Oh, help me want you, Jesus, more than anything.